County Planning Commission meeting to order. Our first order of business is to approve the minutes from the July 18th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve these minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No opposed? Motion carries. First item on the agenda tonight is a case number 19.04 CRSD, the Anderson Simple Subdivision Request. Megan, can you please present the case?
Yes, Vice Chairman Jordan and Commissioners. Case number 19.04 CRSD, it's the Anderson Simple Subdivision Request. The applicant is Jess D. Anderson and the agent is Doyle Land Surveying, and the applicant's proposing to subdivide 41.04 acres into two parcels, a 10-acre and a 31-acre piece. The legal description is a portion of the northwest quarter, southwest quarter, and the southwest quarter, northwest quarter, section 20, township 50 north, range 71 west, which puts this about a quarter mile from the corporate limits of the city of Gillette, adjacent to the north side of the Interstate 90 on the east side of Highline Road. It's currently unzoned and they're proposing to zone it I-1 light industrial, and there are existing commercial buildings and a home associated with infrastructure on the property. To the north is Wyodak Resources, which is also unzoned. To the south, I-90 right-of-way and various large acre tracts, as well as the Collins Heights subdivision, which is unzoned and city zoning RS. To the east, Wyodak Resources, and to the west, additional large acre tracts with varying uses that are zoned AL. The water source would be individual wells and wastewater private septics, and the following planning considerations apply. We need a sealed original record of survey in the original application, a copy of the deed, a copy of the easement showing at least 40 feet of public or private access to the parcels from Potter Avenue. Only the land to be subdivided should be shown on the record of survey. We want to remove the KM feed line and the parcel to the west. Some surveying revisions, cosmetic revisions, and standard planning considerations. And with that, staff recommends approval of the simple subdivision pending completion of all planning considerations. And I can answer any questions, and the applicant is in the audience.
Thank you, Megan. Indeed, you did receive comments on this case.
I did not receive any written comments.
So is there anyone here who would like to discuss this case?
Yeah, just please come forward and state your name for the record.
I'm Rick Tarno.
I'm Art Tarno.
I guess we live on the other side of the I-90 where the road comes down through there. I guess we just had a concern about the, I don't know, the truck speed and who's going to maintain the road if this becomes a lot busier. When we purchased the land, there was nothing really. There was only a residential area down under the bridge, and now there's businesses down there. And another concern is we have a well house that runs down Highline, or that's off Highline Road, and our water pipes to my house actually come underneath that road. And I guess if there would ever be a problem and that road would have to be tore up or whatever for concern for me, because I don't want to be out of water. But
so your water line runs under Highline Road from the well house?
Yes.
Do you have an easement for it?
No.
Easement, we don't have a personal easement for it, but we had to okay to put it under there at the time we did it. All we did is just dug from the well house through the road, put the water lines in, and covered it back up.
Owns the property now that it runs over, Or you're just concerned about where it goes under the road?
Which I don't think it is going to be a problem, because I don't see that the water lines ever go bad. And if they do, I could probably still dig it out and do it, because there'd be places we could go around it.
Do you own the land where the well house is?
Well house.
We own the land on both sides of Highline.
There's just an easement down between our land, which at one time was just, I thought was just an easement from Clyde Potter, but now on the map that it shows it's part of Highline.
So the assessor's office shows that what is Highline Road is still owned by Clyde and Juanita Potter.
Right.
So, and that's a consideration that Mr. Anderson, and as I said in the case sheet, they need to provide a copy of something that shows they have access from Potter Avenue to their property. So, if you can't find it, I know, Jess, that we talked about underneath the interstate and the coal mine having an easement, but maybe you guys can all work together to get something for Highline Road so that your water line's okay underneath of it. And yeah.
I imagine it's under 5 foot anyway, maybe.
I hope it's
5 or 6 foot.
It's never froze, so.
That's good.
But that one. That one, and then, well, I never knew that it was considered Highline Avenue all the way down through there. I just thought it was the easement through there, but then.
Because we gave you addresses off Highline, right? Your address, your physical address? Potter or Highline? Yeah. I would say it's a consideration for the subdivision and for all of you out there to probably take a look at this piece, because the assessor is still saying that it's owned by the Potters, and if they've granted an easement and what it is. And did you get title insurance when you bought the property?
Yeah, I tried to buy the easement, but they couldn't sell it or whatever. So the easement actually...
Heard the O&E yet? We just haven't seen it. It'll say something on there, I'm sure. Okay. But yes, definitely consideration for all parties. We need to see the access.
And another concern, if we can keep the traffic slowed down going through there. Because it's a dirt road, gravel road. It's terrible going down through there.
I would say that's another, you know, all of you guys to work together as stuff now starts to develop out there, and being good neighbors and talking to each other about who's going to buy a load of gravel what year and post,
just,
you know.
Just put some dust control on it here this week or there, and it's good now, you know, last week, but they still need to hold their speed down a little bit if they... But I know Jess tells them that, and I've told them that, and kind of in one ear and out the other for them. They do good for a day or two.
So who's been maintaining the road when it needs maintenance? Who maintains it?
I think Jess has been maintaining it.
But before he moved in, who was maintaining it?
But there wasn't much, because there was hardly no traffic other than Potter, or not Potter, but Roy Shepherd.
Because before...
Hayden Brown's lived over there.
Before the tow company went back there, there's nothing over there. No. Right. And Linda won't give anybody access.
But the towing company is one of the ones that need to slow down.
I know.
They have people going in and out of there more than Jeff does with cars and stuff. And they don't know how to slow it down very well.
I know that he's attempted to secure access from North Garner Lake across CAPS, but hasn't been successful.
Some speed limit signs put up there, 10 mile an hour or something like that.
I would say you can post whatever speed limit you want. Will the sheriff come enforce it at 10 miles an hour? No, but... Right.
Thank you. Any more comments? I would definitely recommend them working on that right away. Get that square away. Sure as heck, somebody else sell the land or something will happen, and then they'll have to dig a hole up there, and there'll probably be conversation over it. So, I'll do it further. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Well, yeah, I have some questions for the applicant. Jess, I was wondering what the purpose of your subdivision. Why are you doing this?
I'm just going to interject really quick. Jess, can you state your name for the
record? Yes, I'm Jess Anderson. Kurt, I guess I bought the property probably been 3 years ago now this fall, or maybe four, but kind of needed something in a hurry, and it fit what I needed at the time. Turned out to be way more property than I needed at the time, and so I've had it on the market for a couple of years, and had some interest, but I guess I'm just concerned that somebody may come along and buy it, and I got nowhere to go. So I have no specific need right now for subdividing it, other than it will give me, and it's a time-consuming process as well. So, you know, if I had an interested buyer tomorrow and I want to maintain part of it for me to move to, then I've got a contingency for 90 or 120 days on any potential, buyer that comes along. So my reason now is just for that, to have that out of the way, that should I have a buyer for either the part that I'm actively using or the balance of it, that the subdivision is complete, and that won't be a contingency of upon a sale.
Which part are you actively using?
I'm actively using the 10 acres and the gravel pit. That's where my buildings are that I'm using now. Also, to clarify, there's really not a residence on it. There was a home there that Roy Shepherd had. I currently use it for an office. So no residency there at this point, nor do I expect there would be.
There is, but you're using it for an office. Nobody's living there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Looking at just for industrial use?
Yes.
Where's the, have you checked into the Wydeck mine boundary, where it'll come into, who will be touching your property?
And
mine plan?
The mine boundary, or Wydeck property, would touch me on the north side, and on the east side, and technically on the west side as well, because they have that haul road easement up through there. So I'm surrounded, yeah, by Wyodak property.
Have you looked at their mine plan and how it might...
I've not specifically looked at the mine plan. I've talked to them some about their easement, which, you know, at this point, or the haul road, basically, that was, you know, a dream or a thought somebody had 30 years ago, and it'll likely never be used as a haul road at this point, but it's still there.
I mean, industrial use is one thing. If it ever turns into some sort of residential living, tying that close to the mine, because I'm kind of familiar with that area, and they actually have a mine plan to push it clear out into there. I'm not sure what the mine plan looks like now, but I know one time it was just a little bit north of you.
Right.
I think with the I-2 zoning or I-1 zoning, if any residents were to be in there, Jess would have to get a live-work permit. So I think his zoning request is in line with our land use plan and what's going on out there. And we're really trying to, you know, kind of get rid of the residences in the commercial and industrial areas. So.
Stan, I was just curious in the future it was to be changed or something. But
right. I certainly have no plans to develop it for, you know, any sort of residential use, and thus the zoning request to be commercial or light industrial rather than, well, I guess we had to zone it something, but that would be more fitting for what I would see the property being used for in the future.
Is the building on the westerly most building, is it on the 10 acres or is it on the other parcel if this is approved?
It's on the 10 acres, yeah. All the buildings I have now are on this, the 10 acres.
So does Wyodak on that old barn?
Yes, that's there. Yep. Yep, Ditto Lake and the, yeah, farm ranch property there, which... I think they purchased from that family, and they've leased it back every since.
So, I mean, the letter that we got, it says a subdivision. So that's all you're not, like, looking, like, dividing that up into, like, a bunch of other little lots.
No, no, no. Just breaking it into the two pieces.
And that's why he doesn't have to improve the road or do anything like that right now.
Okay, I guess doing that's what... Me and Dad, I guess, thought from just the way that read that it would, you're going to subdivide that off, and then the bigger parcel would be broke into a bunch of little lots.
Someone else would have to do that, or Mr. Anderson would bring back another application. This is just putting the 40.
So that, well, that clarifies that a little bit. Okay, you're just breaking off what you,
right,
the part that you're using.
What I'm currently squatting on, yeah.
Traffic should be the same.
Traffic would be the same, correct. Yeah. Yeah, no, there would be no increase in traffic. And I do maintain the road and, yeah, try and apply some dust control to it and keep my guys, you know, there's others use it besides my employees and my trucks, but, you know, that is a concern for Mr. Tarnow. It's a concern for me, too. I mean, to be neighborly and... keep everybody happy. So, but when it needs graveled or graded, I take care of that.
So do your trucks, like, leave in the morning and come back in the evening?
Generally, yeah. Yeah, so
they're not just coming in and out all day long?
No, my equipment generally not in and out all day long. We go in the morning and come back in the evening, and I run some night shift stuff, but they leave in the evening and come back in the morning. So most of my truck traffic is, yeah, morning or evening, in and out.
Approximately how many trucks per
day? I'm running 6 a day out of there, so not a, you know, a real big volume of trucks. Dad's Towing, they provide a yard for CRST, a trader drop yard. So there would be probably a lot more of them trucks in and out of there on a daily basis than my equipment.
And then on the record survey that we have, it doesn't show any easements. Do you know, is there an easement that continues over to that property to the east where that old farm or ranch is?
Yes, I believe that. And I've got to call into WIDAC, I think Mark, I can't think of his last name, or Jeremy Olson, right. Yeah, I think he's been out. We've discussed it, and I'll contact him, and I think he can help clear up the easements that are there, because most of them were developed by or for them for access down in there years and years back.
Then there's that big overhead power line. I'm sure they have an easement.
They do. There's an easement through there. And I think Doyle has, although you probably don't have it here yet, but he's got a map with all them easements through there. There's a big or high-pressure gas line runs north and south through there, and then one east and west. And actually, well, that's Black Hills. They're going to do some sort of a little tie-in up there. There's probably been, I suppose, a permit or something. I granted them a little easement up there. They're going to tie that east-west, north-south line together for their distribution, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to see all of the access easement issues cleared up and identified and defined if we end up approving this. So.
Sure. That's understandable.
Thank you. Any more comment?
Me? Thank you.
Thank you.
He has this truck out here, but there's a lot of other truck out there that comes in, which on the path is the key. When you come under the interstate right here, you come under the interstate and then you come back up to this property. And there is a green line.
Can you come up there to the mic, sir?
There is a freight company, I think it's CRST, and they have trucks coming in all day that come in, and it's in like an over-the-road freight company, so they'll come in and they drop one trailer, hook up to another trailer, and then they're back out. And there might be up to four or five trucks an hour coming in there, coming down the road. So that's where a lot of the concern with the dust and the, you know, maintaining the road or whatever was. But I mean, after seeing this a little bit more and a little bit more clarification, that actually has nothing to do with what Jess is proposing here, but there, that's where the concern of the other truck traffic that is on the road, which is quite a bit, and then the wrecker company coming down there also.
And unfortunately, that 115 acres owned by Virginia Southwell. Michael Lemke has, I don't know if he has a contract for deed or just a lease on it, but and it's unzoned, so we don't control the use, and that's how they ended up back there.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, because the property, just like you guys, is not zoned. So when there's no zoning, the county doesn't control the use, whether somebody uses it as a residential rental or starts leasing it for a tow yard.
Any additional comment? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's not a city, excuse me. It's not a city street or a county road. It's just,
you need to figure out, yeah, what easement, right. It is.
But now we can post a speed limit on it. Mm-hmm. I mean, ourselves.
Yeah, you can post signs.
And like you say, we're probably not going to get a deputy to sit there and watch it, but we are free to suggest a speed. And,
right. I mean, like out at the landfill, it's, what is it, 17 miles an hour? Just
right.
Tension.
Something unique like that. Yeah. So, I mean, and it gives us a little, where there's nothing on it, and in art as well, you know, there's nothing posted there. How do, in a way, how do they know how fast they're supposed to be going? So if we post 10 or 12, we might be...
Should I address speed limits or should I not address speed limits?
Tell us about speed limits, Clark.
Okay, so speed limits are set in state statute, and a blanket speed limit for all locations that aren't a highway or a main road are 30 miles per hour. So technically the lowest that could be legally posted is 30 miles per hour. Yeah, this statute, like I said, sets all highways are 65, all gravel roads are 55, all other roads are 30, and all school zones are 20. And so unless you do a speed study, that's kind of what their blanket is set at. And there is a process to do a study, but it's not likely that it would turn out any less than 30 if you were to do an engineering study on that. It could turn out a little bit less, but not.
But
not a lot. But as Megan said, I mean,
you could, if you're never, the sheriff will never come out there and enforce your 16 and a half mile per hour speed limit. But
right. So where you say we couldn't legally post it below 30.
Right.
You could, I'd say we've let other subdivisions, they post it, but.
Not that you could, I guess, I don't know. Anything below 30 is not going to hold up in court where it challenged.
Correct. And we're not.
Maybe that's a better way to say it. You're not breaking the law by putting up a sign that says whatever it says.
Yeah, and I can't really think of a case where we might be challenging it or someone would in court. I mean, there'll be no fines issued.
Right.
We're just suggesting how fast we'd like to see them go, where there's nothing on it now.
But you put up a sign that says, please slow down, or sharp curve ahead, or something like that, 20 miles per hour sharp curve, or something like that.
Then, all right.
You know, I don't see that would be a problem.
Right.
Like I said, it probably wouldn't hold up in court were it ever taken there. But
okay. Yeah, and I mean, slim chance. I asked my guys no more than 15, but like I say, there's a lot of other traffic on it as well that maybe we can slow them down somehow.
This would be an area, you know, where we, an HOA, or one day if there's ever interest in forming an improvement service district so that everybody contributed, you know, through an assessment to the road maintenance. You'd have to have a board and all those formalities, but or just working together as neighbors.
I'd rather just keep maintaining the road.
The property changes hands, you know, homeowner association is nice because as more developers come in the back of you, it does change hands in the event that, you know, you do pass ownership. There might be five businesses back there tearing the road up, and that if you already had an improvement district, you could have everybody contribute to it because big trucks are hard on roads. But I mean, I've seen a lot of successful things come out.
Yeah, and it sets some boundaries for the party that I might sell to. That, well, yeah, you got this, but here's what's going on with the access in and out of here. So
property changes hands.
Just talking, everybody talking out there. New buyers.
Yeah. So my curiosity, Megan, we got the Highline Road, that's in the Collins subdivision.
Yeah, because you're right, it heads back west.
Okay, so that's a city property, is that city road?
Now? Right, so city boundary is, you can see it on the exhibit in your packet. Is on the...
It's in the city? Well, just according to that red
Highline
line,
Road, the portion... Highline Road is also in Collins Heights. So we've just continued that name. I mean, the way all the driveways zigzag around out there and everything, we could call this, as you turn off Potter, a different name, but it's just gotten Highline and been called that.
Is it a private road or a county road when it jumps off from the city?
That's what we need to see, the easement. Because I show that it's still owned by Potter, so
it's not a county road like one of the, you know, roads that the county has adopted maintenance of. It's not that.
I'm thinking about the driveway situation the last two subdivisions. Yeah, definitely clearing up the legalities of the Highline Road, I would suggest doing. Seriously, because that's properties change hands. You know, next 10, 15, 20 years, things could change. And that area could very well grow out. I know the Wydeck owns land directly abound to that, also to the east, but that could change too. So that'd be a suggestion I would make. Any additional comments?
We've whipped on this horse enough.
Yes, we have. Can I have a motion to approve 19.04 CRSD Anderson Simple Subdivision?
I would move that we table this until we get the easement of Highline Road cleared up.
Do we have a recommendation to table? Do we need a motion for that?
Somebody need some kind of motion. Motion to table, motion to approve.
Do we need additional discussion?
Second.
Do we have a second to table?
Motion on the floor is to table.
Do I have a second for the motion?
And I'll interject. And one thing is Megan pointed out that that is one of the planning considerations that we have in here.
Right.
That will be cleared up regardless of whether it's tabled or passed. That is a planning consideration that must be.
Right, but the Planning Commission won't, if they approve it tonight, they will not review it again with the revisions with all the easements shown. So if they want to see the record of survey with all the easements shown, they would need to table it. If you're okay with it, then you could entertain a motion to approve.
We will not see it again if we don't table it.
Right.
If they decided to break this up into smaller pieces, we would see it again, wouldn't we?
You would see a minor subdivision. Right, and neither of these pieces can be used. The simple subdivision could not be used on them again. So any further subdividing out here would be a minor or a major final plat.
Would we be able to address the easements at that time?
Then new requirements would kick in. They would need a 60-foot public right-of-way, road improvements, water provided, a full subdivision.
I would make a motion for approval of 1904 CRSD Simple Anderson Simple Subdivision. Do I have a second?
I second it.
With no further comments, Clark, could you please poll the commission?
Yes, so Planning Commission, before you, the motion to recommend approval of case number 19.04 CRSD Anderson Simple Subdivision pending completion of all planning considerations. Commissioner Siebernaller?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda tonight is case number 1905 COZ Anderson Zoning Request. Megan, can you please present the case?
Yes, Vice Chairman Jordan and Board. This is the zoning request for the Anderson Simple Subdivision, which you just reviewed. Applicant Jess Anderson, all of the previous background information is the same. And because the simple subdivision is located within the joint planning boundary with the city of Gillette, it's required to be zoned. They've requested I-1 Light Industrial District. There are no zoning considerations. All future development on the property will be subject to the I-1 zoning requirements. And the 2013 Joint City-County Future Land Use Map designates this area as industrial. So the proposed zoning is in conformance with the plan. And with that, staff recommends approval of the rezoning of the zoning request upon approval of the simple subdivision. And I can answer any questions.
Receive any comments on this case?
Not receive any written comments.
I hear you would like to discuss this particular part of this case. The board? Can I get a motion to approve case number 1905 COZ Anderson Zoning?
Motion to approve it.
Second?
I second it.
I move to approve case number 1905 COZ Anderson Zoning Request pending to file a simple subdivision.
Okay, so the motion is to recommend approval of case number 19.05 COZ Anderson Simple Subdivision Zoning upon approval of the simple subdivision.
Commissioner Siebernaller?
Yes.
Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Commissioner Matlick?
Yes.
Commissioner Jordan?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you for everyone for attending the meeting tonight. If you have any further questions for these cases of hearings in front of the county commissioners, please contact Megan. The next item is old business. Megan, do you have any old business or any new business we need to discuss?
Oh, just that you have a meeting. We have a meeting and items for the agenda for your next regular meeting, which will be, it's already September. I can't believe it. September 19th. That's all I got.
Thank you. Thanks, Meg. With no further items agenda, I adjourn this meeting. Thank you for coming.